You know, but I mean, just the idea that they have of what the country is and what it could be is probably less realistic anyway. You know, it's less. I mean, certainly I know I've lived abroad for a number of years, and you sort of forget, as an immigrant living in an immigrant community, you forget all the social problems, you know, you forget why the hell you left in the first place, and you just miss the place, you know. So to some extent you get that magnified over years, you know. Nobody ever wants to leave, really. I mean, and nobody ever did, you know. As soon as the economy turned around, people stopped leaving, you know, even though they still could. So it's, but it's just that I think, If your identity is focused on somewhere which is very far away from where you're living, it's very easy to sort of overlook problems in your view of the world, I'd say, you know. It's very easy. I mean, when you're living in Dublin in a slum and the priest is sort of censoring your access to information and stuff like that, you come against these realities that you can't avoid. Whereas immigrant communities, you can sort of forget about this stuff and sort of concentrate on what's wrong with where you are compared to where you come from, you know. But it is a past, you know. I mean, that's another thing. People, when they emigrate, they tend to freeze frame, like in their heads, the country where they came from, and tend to have that idea that of it is unchanging. You know, you find a lot of Irish emigrants who have been abroad for 30 years will go back to Ireland and just get completely disillusioned because the country has changed, you know, and it's changed in a negative way and it's become more like where they went, you know. You'll find, like, Ireland today is quite like America, you know, in a lot of ways.
Thanks for coming. It was great.
Thanks, everyone.